Salaha Habiba is a junior at Virginia Tech studying environmental science and liberal arts. Her survey on biases against Muslim women grew out of something she does every day. She wears her hijab, and she noticed that wearing the headscarf seemed to make it difficult for strangers to see her as American.
And not like an other. I'm not from somewhere. I'm literally from Northern Virginia.
Habiba's survey took an unusual approach. Instead of asking straightforward questions, it sought to uncover unconscious biases in people's minds. It's like, for example, if the question were, let's say, about a doctor. Well, some might assume the doctor is a man, and that subtly affects how they answer questions. Complicated? Yes. And Habiba says the tactic actually angered some respondents. One negative comment became the title of the survey. It said, "This survey supports terrorism."
When I posted it on Reddit, someone commented right away saying, "Don't take this survey. Do not sign up for it. This survey supports terrorism." And I was like taken aback because like, that's, like, ridiculous, you know, but it was just, like, it brought so much anger into so many people.
The survey also asked respondents to identify their political leanings. Professor William Taggart was Habiba's mentor.
I like to say that we found that liberals believe the best and conservatives assume the worst of Muslims and Muslim women.
And in both cases, say Taggart and Habiba, those opinions were not always based on facts. So there's a long way to go when it comes to unpacking how people see Muslim women in American society. I'm Robbie Harris.